Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about walking toward where? Last week in Saratoga, New York, I had the privilege of walking with my three grandsons from a parking garage to a restaurant for lunch. I love walking with those boys. It is one of the greatest joys of my life. When we were walking, as I usually do, I heard the questions, "Grandpa, where are we going?" Of course, I was silly and made up some silly answers. I said, "To the moon." Another time I said, "We're going to find a unicorn." After I give such answers, the questions continue. "Grandpa, where are we going?" The questions did not end until we found a small restaurant as we opened the door. "We're going to lunch," became the cry from the two boys who could speak well. The third, not quite talking well, gave a big smile. By far, he is the boy with the biggest appetite. For most of my walk, the boys didn't have a clue where they were going, but they trusted that I was not going to bring them to a bad place. They know that I would not bring them to any harm. Since in August, I'll be leaving my parsonage of 18 years, people have been asking me where I will be living next. The fact is, I just don't know. It's a tight and expensive housing market in the area. I've been priced out of several houses that I was hoping to buy. It was my dream to buy a place and live there for the rest of my life. With many people who have more cash than I do, these buying opportunities are eluding me as prices are bid upwards. Instead of buying a home that I will live in forever, I might be forced to rent for at least a year and hope that the housing market will cool down. In short, I may be making two moves instead of one, and I don't know where the first move will be to. So what do I tell people who are asking me where I will be living? I simply tell them, God hasn't told me yet, but I keep looking. As for my three grandsons, as they trusted me on our walk together, so I trust God to lead me to a good living situation. It might not be my ideal. It might be temporary. But I'm confident that God has a new house picked out for me. At the right time, God will answer the question of where? Aren't you nervous about this? People ask me. No, I tell them, like my grandsons trust me walking with them. I'm walking with God and trust that God will bring me to the right place. I'll let you know where I will be when God reveals that to me. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. We fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt. May God bless your good intentions. To read all of my blogs and to hear all of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my new website, www.markwilliamennis.com.